When you and I were baptized, we were baptized as individuals. Even though there may have been a number of people who were baptized on the same day, we were baptized individually. We were called by name. Water was poured upon us individually. We were anointed individually. We were designated as daughter or son of God individually. And while baptism is a very personal and individual experience, there is the other side of the coin in which, through baptism, you and I are drawn into a community of faith and we're drawn into discipleship with others in service of God in the image of Jesus. What happens in the moment we are baptized is God claims us. In the moment of baptism, God identifies a particular relationship with us. You are my daughter. You are my son. You are the one I love. My favor, my goodness, my graciousness is poured out upon you. God takes an initiative. And in that initiative, there is a transformation that takes place in human life. And as we live our lives, week by week, month by month, year by year, decade by decade, that reality of being daughter or son of God, graced by God, favored by God, that reality is meant to grow deeper and deeper and deeper within us. You see, baptism is both an event as well as a process. There is a day on which the water is poured, but one never stops being baptized. Every single day of our lives as disciples of the Lord, we are drawn deeper and deeper and deeper into that mystery and into that identification. So in one sense, it's really appropriate for me to ask myself, am I more baptized today than I was a year ago? Because I ought to be, if I truly am living that mystery of Christ. Remember, it is God who takes the initiative. And that's part of the whole story of salvation. It's God taking the initiative. We're reminded of that in the opening words of today's gospel. We're told that Jesus leaves Galilee, he walks to the Jordan River, he approaches John, he asks to be baptized. Jesus acts. Jesus takes the initiative. Jesus moves toward John. Jesus requests baptism. You know, sometimes people say to me, you know, I find it very difficult to find God. Well, you don't have to find God. God's got to find you. God's job is the finding. I don't search out God. God searches out me. Now, my job is to be attentive to that, to have the radar working so that I can truly sense in the events and in the persons and in the situations of my life the hand of God that is reaching out for me. And God continues to reach out for me. God continues to reach for me. And sometimes I will be open to it and sometimes I won't. Sometimes I will accept that and sometimes I will reject it. But that does not stop God from searching for me. You know, there's a wonderful poem that was written by an English writer by the name of Francis Thompson. The poem is called The Hound of Heaven. And the poem is a story about a man who is running away from a dog. He runs down the road and he runs down the alley. He crawls underneath the fence. He does everything he can to keep away from this dog. And finally, at the end of the poem, the man is so exhausted with running, he just falls to the ground in total exhaustion. He can't run anymore. He gives up the flight. And the man is meant to be a symbol of all human beings. And the hound is meant to be the symbol of God. Tracking down human beings. Never giving up. Always after us. Well, today we have the wonderful opportunity to welcome two young children into the faith through the waters of baptism. And in this very act, God will claim these children. He will say to Christian, "You are my son." He will say to Christiana, "You are my daughter." And what will occur in these children's lives is the establishment of a new relationship between them and God, and the drawing of them into a community of disciples, a community of people marked by the mystery of Christ. Now, the job of parents and godparents and grandparents and aunts and uncles and cousins and neighbors and friends, the job that people have is to help these children grow in that mystery of their own baptism. Because they're going to do that if they're shown how to do it. And that's the job of adults. To show these children and all children how to live out the truth of who they are. God says, "You are my son. You are my daughter. I love you. And I pour out my grace, my life, my graciousness within you." Well, if we're ready to join these children and parents and grandparents as we celebrate the sacrament of baptism, I invite you to join with me as we profess our faith. For it is in this faith that these children are to be baptized. So I ask you,